Chapter 25, Bellamy. Bellamy stared into the flickering flames, the buzz of conversation around him mingling with the cracking of the logs. It had been a few hours since his confrontation with Octavia, and so far, there'd been no sign of her. He hoped she'd return the medicine soon. He couldn't force her to hand it over, he knew, or their relationship would never recover. He had to show that he trusted her, and she had to do the right thing to win back that trust. The rain had stopped, but the ground was still damp. A few scuffles had broken out over the handful of rocks that had become VIP seating around the campfire, but for the most part, everyone seemed willing to tolerate the soggy grass to sit close to the warmth of the flames. A few girls had sought out a third option and were now perched on the laps of smug-looking boys. He scanned the circle, searching for Clark. There was much more smoke than usual, probably because all the firewood was wet, and it took a few moments for his eyes to settle on the familiar glint of her reddish-gold hair. He squinted and realized, to his surprise, that she was sitting next to Wells. They weren't touching or even speaking, but something had changed between them. The tension that racked Clark's body whenever Wells came near had disappeared, and instead of shooting wounded, furtive looks at Clark when her head was turned, Wells was staring placidly into the fire, a content look on his face. A shard of resentment worked its way into Bellamy's stomach. He should have known it would only be a matter of time before Clark went running back to Wells. He should never have kissed her in the woods. He'd only ever really cared about one other girl before, and he'd gotten hurt that time too. The clouds were thick enough to block out most of the stars, but Bellamy tilted his head back anyway, wondering how much warning they'd have before the next dropship arrived. Would they be able to see it tearing toward them, a warning flare in the sky? But then his eyes fell on a figure moving through the darkness toward the fire, the shadowy outline of a tiny girl with her head held high. Bellamy rose to his feet as Octavia stepped into the pool of light cast by the dancing flames, sending a ripple of whispers around the circle.
"Oh, for the love of God!" Bellamy heard Graham groan. "Who the hell was supposed to be watching her tonight?"
Wells shot Clark a look, then stood to face Graham. "It's fine," he said. "She can join us." Octavia paused, looking from Wells to Graham as the boys glared at each other. But before either of them had time to speak, she took a breath and stepped forward.
"I've something to say," she said. She was trembling, but her voice was firm.
The excited whispers and confused murmurs trailed off as nearly 100 heads turned to face Octavia. In the flickering firelight, Bellamy could see the panic creeping across her face and felt a sudden urge to run over and hold her hand. But he forced his feet to stay rooted to the ground. He'd spent so long trying to take care of the little girl in his mind that he'd never gotten to know the person she'd become. And right now, this was something she had to do on her own.
"I did take the medicine," Octavia began.
She paused to let her words sink in, then took a deep breath and continued as a rumble of "I knew it's" and "I told you so's" began to build like thunder.
Octavia told the group a similar version of the story she'd told Bellamy earlier that day, how hard it had been growing up in the care center, how her dependence on pills had turned into an addiction.